Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
I'm Sean Bajani in for Sean Pendergast with Seth Payne this morning at Sports Radio 610. Ben Gary producing. We'll get to the Astros here just momentarily, Seth, but I neglected to get to my main point in the last segment. I just wanted to make about the Rockets and what the situation currently is. I said, you know, is it too little too late for Houston right now? And I get they're only a game behind the Golden State Warriors for the 10th and final seed in the Western Conference. But, you know, as inconsistent as the Warriors have been of late, they do have one of the easiest schedules remaining in their final 10 games of the regular season. And it's not because I'm hanging my hat solely on this, but I do think there are similarities, and we've seen them much more so from the Golden State Warriors over the course of literally years, as opposed to the Rockets during this last couple of 3-week stretch, where they've played very well with a chip on their shoulder. They've played very well with their back up against the wall. They've played very well when they've brought a little nasty and kind of let Dylan Brooks and his attitude and his demeanor, the way he plays, rub off on him a little bit. Draymond Green might very well be doing Draymond Green things, but we've seen how before in the past it has, you know, kind of sparked the Golden State Warriors. And not necessarily saying that they need that, but because it's an easier schedule, because they've been playing a little bit better here of late, because Draymond Green got ejected last night and the Warriors found a way, again, to blow the brakes off of somebody despite his absence, that's kind of like where I'm at. Too little, too late. You have to, by the way, make up two games over the course of the next 10, because you don't own the tiebreaker against the Golden State Warriors. The Golden State Warriors do. They beat you two games to nothing already. And, you know, you play them on Thursday, win, lose, whatever the case may be, doesn't make a difference. You've got to beat the Warriors by two games.
I think, and I guess that the whole, when you say, is it too little too late? Because I saw the one person you're addressing who he says he loves you, but he thought that when you teased, was it too little too late, that you, he almost seemed personally insulted by that. No, it's that they have to continue to get better. I would say like the level of improvement that they made and not losing to, they haven't lost to a team with a losing record since before the All-Star break. So like they've been very good at beating up on lesser teams during this softer portion of their schedule.
Yeah.
Last night was a big step because that's a bona fide contender that you beat in overtime, but you still face the Mavs, you know, you still face the Warriors, obviously, you still face the T-Wolves, and that's all just in the next three of the next four games. So there's a, like they have to make what they did last night the absolute standard and do it better and be better down the stretch than the Warriors, right? So yeah, I 100% think you're correct in asking, okay, was that run that they just went on, was it too little too late? Because they don't have much room for error whatsoever right now.
Yeah, and look, that's the corner that they've kind of painted themselves in, but I think we're all here for it, right? Better late than never in this situation, because like I'd said earlier, I think before the season started, the anticipation is that they are in the mix. Kind of like I said before the Texans season, you know, I would be disappointed if, you know, come week 14, 15, the Texans were not one of those teams on the far right side of your television set that said, in the hunt. I fully expect them to be there. And damn sure if they weren't there, but then ended up being division champs and making some noise in the playoffs. And I maybe that's something that the Rockets, you know, can give us. And maybe...
No, you're saying that when you get to next year, I'm sorry, you're saying at the beginning of this year you expected the Rockets to be in the mix?
Yeah, I did. I expected them to be one of those teams in the hunt. I honestly expected them to be doing what they're doing this year, last year.
Mm-hmm.
I really expected that because I thought the talent was good enough. They weren't deep. They didn't have enough veteran, more like reliable, you know, veterans. They didn't have any shooters on the team last year. And like I still don't know that they have enough shooters on the team this year, but they're finding ways to, you know, score when their shots aren't falling from the perimeter. And I think last night was a really good example of guys like Jalen Green kind of putting his head down and will almost willing at times the Rockets to score on possessions in which maybe they had no business scoring. But they made some very difficult shots. They missed some very difficult shots, but it comes down to that what we've been looking for, the young guys growing up a little bit.
Yeah. What was the win total? You should have. I know you're not a gambling man per se, but I mean the win total was 31.5 points going into this season. That was a
wins. Yeah.
You were 31.5 wins, yeah.
I took the over.
That's I'd been burnt out and frazzled enough on the potential and the upside of some of the younger guys. I was very optimistic that it would be a different type of struggle just because Udoka is, I think, that good of a coach. The inconsistencies that you saw during the year, weren't a surprise. The fact that they became so much more of a professional looking basketball team in this last month is what, like, I wouldn't have expected it to look quite like this, obviously, because you're doing it in a different way than you would do if you had your preferred big man in there.
No question. Just want to correct something that I'd said that I'm sure maybe strikes people the wrong way. I said the Rockets need to beat the Warriors by two. I meant to say they need to make up two games on the Warriors. Because if you're tied, you don't win the tiebreaker with Golden State. I said one thing the Astros need to do this weekend that we absolutely need to see. I lied to there. I need to see two things. The first thing is maybe not necessarily the most important. I need to see Jeremy Peña go deep. This guy, I just saw these numbers this morning. It's been 358 at-bats, including spring training at-bats. Since he's hit his last home run. And I didn't double check this date, but I think it's been since like early July that he's hit a home run.
Yeah. It's been a long, long while.
I need him to go deep.
Look, Sean, he's altered his little hover step yet again, and he's got the bats still. There's just less wasted motion. It's everything that he learned last year in terms of better judgment at the plate in some respects. You know, he improved in a lot of aspects except for the damn just hitting the ball really, really hard part of it at the right launch angle. So I feel confident. I go back to Vegas or some of the just like the handicappers or some of the stats people on some of this who tend to sometimes be way less pessimistic about your own team's players than you are. Than I would be. And like they tend to be pretty confident in Framber and they tend to be pretty confident in Jeremy Peña's long-term prospects. I think they, once he's shown his upside and what he can do, it's a matter of just ironing out of a lot of these smaller things. And I feel really good about Jeremy Peña. Like if I were to take the two guys who are sore spots in the lineup last year who played below expectations, there was Jeremy Peña and there was Jose Abreu. So there's reasons for optimism for both of those guys. The difference is that Jeremy Peña is still a very young man, whereas Jose Abreu is likely to have more soft tissue issues and lingering injuries and all that stuff. I feel like at the end of the year, we're more likely to still be frustrated with Abreu than Peña.
Before I get to the other thing that I need to see this weekend, I'll give you this. I think betting on Jeremy Peña to hit a home run is a great value bet until he does. The prop for him hitting a home run tonight is plus 700 right now.
Mm-hmm.
That's a hell of a value.
Take it, Sean. Do you believe or don't you believe? Damn it.
It's just about the value.
Mouse or a man?
I could believe or not believe, but it's good value, so I'm taking
that bet. Is it a good value?
Yeah, plus 700.
It's really hard to hit a home run, man. Especially
He's
when
due.
You haven't done it in a long time.
He's due.
Yeah.
All right. If I had the means to do so, I'd lay $100 down every time until he does and the odds go down. Honestly.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, the other thing that we need to see, I think you and I agree on this. I don't need to see a series sweep, but I really just, it's for today. Just win this ball game, win this day game at home and get that monkey off of your back and rid yourself of, you know, being that team that can't win baseball games at home in your friendly confines. And please do so against the New York Yankees with or without Gerrit Cole. Damn it. I need to see that happen today.
Yeah, that's the conundrum and the weirdness of not winning at home in the last series he played, which is just way too much symmetry to various World Series and what have you that we've had in the past. I think the Yankees might be the best team to get this out of your system. This is a team that you've had some incredible moments at home in the playoffs and in the past that it's weird, but in a lot of ways, the Yankees are your homecoming team. You schedule the homecoming team that you're most likely to have success against, and I think the Yankees are your homecoming team in this instance. That's what they've become, damn it. They're like they're the A's when the A's aren't available anymore. I need a team that I can come in and justifiably and understandably whip up on. Yep.
Yeah. Has that been the case with the A's for the Astros the last couple of years? I feel like that's actually been a more competitive series.
The A's have been pluckier than you'd expect at times.
Yeah.
Over the course of the past decade.
I hear you.
Yeah. Yeah. The other thing, too, to watch is that Aaron Judge is going to be moving to center field. God, I wish we still had Talis Hill out there. That'd be awesome. It's just to watch Aaron Judge try to navigate that thing and bash his big head into that stupid light pole. But that does also mean that we don't have the advantage of him being terrified of Minute Maid's right field wall. It was there was always something about right field there just after he hurt his shoulder on it that day a few years back that he looked a little bit hesitant towards it. And people in New York would try to heap praise upon him as he would just put his hand in the air and make a catch a foot in front of an incredibly short right field wall. He doesn't have that faux heroism anymore that he can bank on.
For a different reason.
Center field at Minute Maid's going to be miserable for him.
For a different reason than you, I do actually miss Talis Hill. I was in the minority on that one. I wish they'd never gotten rid of it. Two of my favorite catches on that hill were by way of the Astros. Lance Berkman fell on his butt on top of the hill making a catch, and then Biggio miraculously somehow made a catch on the hill when they asked him to play center field for some reason years ago.
Oh, I got, honestly, my Good stomach times. Just started tightening up even just thinking about those two guys. There were never the injuries that you thought there were going to be. It just looked like such an inherently dangerous thing, except that it was also, it wasn't the gimmickry that Well, it wasn't the injury risk, really. It was just the gimmickry of it. It was just that it was so cheesy, like, that you constructed the hill. If they had left an existing hill or something, then it makes sense. But you constructed a hill to commemorate.
It was an ode to an old ballpark, man.
Yeah, I know. But I like my odes to be just naturally occurring.
He's Seth Payne, Sean Bajani in for Sean Pendergast. Coming up next, final segment of the show. And by the way, I do want to remind people that are driving out and about in the loop today with Landry Locker and John Lopez. It's a road show. They'll be broadcasting from Tom's Watch Bar 10 until 2. Tom's Watch Bar located at 1201 Caroline Street in H-Town. If you want to swing by there, enjoy the show. They'll get you ready for opening day as well for a 3:10 first pitch. Coming up next, our last segment, some drama, news of some drama at the NFL owners' meetings. We'll have the details for you next.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.